Hey everyone, and thanks for coming back to another episode of Just My Life, Anxiety, Depression, and Me. Again, my name is Brent. I want to thank you all for tuning back in or listening or downloading or streaming my podcast again today. So, I really want to kind of just jump right into it. First of all, thank you for any listener support and anyone that feels free to either leave me a voice message or either you can email me at brent.justmylife@outlook.com. I appreciate any and all feedback. I mean, you get spammed to that email address, which is cool, but any feedback, any thoughts, I would love to hear, from anybody. I really do. And again, I sincerely appreciate any listener support that anyone can contribute. It goes a long ways, and I really appreciate it. It's certainly something that would be helpful by any means. But so, on my last episode, we talked about Thanksgiving, Black Friday. So I just want to make sure everybody made it home safe and got whatever you wanted. I got some stuff for the kids at Walmart. But what I ended up getting for myself on Black Friday was I think it's called J-Labs earbuds. It's wireless earbuds. And they were on sale for $30, I think, on Black Friday. But, man, I've been using them. That's what I'm using right now. So, I appreciate it. And the jingling you can hear in the background, it's actually the cat bouncing around, so I know it's maybe seem like I'm doing a Christmas theme, but no, it's just jingle bells of the cats where they've got around the collars. So, but yeah, so that's what I've been using these earbuds every day. And like I use them, I usually have at least one earbud. Or I've been using, Bluetooth headphones, like when I'm doing dishes or either when I'm eating lunch or when I'm cleaning or something. Like it's just nice to have. Like I listen to usually Spotify, like I've said before. I either do comedians or I do maybe some different music. Occasionally, like right now, I've been listening to a little bit of Christmas music, but comedians like around, like I will listen to everybody from Daniel Tosh, John Panette, Patton Oswalt, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Christopher Titus, Chris Rock. Oh, definitely Chris Rock. I'd love to see a Chris Rock show. Like, I've never gotten to go to any of his shows, but I would love to see a Chris Rock show. I'll bounce around and different stuff, and I've listened to some of the same stuff for years now, and it's occasionally Spotify, we'll change it up a little bit, but it's still fun to me, so, I enjoy it, but I make my ear itch a little bit on the right side for whatever reason. It's always, I don't know. But then again, I also have been downtrodden by my doctor for using Q-tips every day. Like, I can't help it, man. Like, it's just, I don't want a bunch of earwax and my ears itch. So, I use Q-tips. It is what it is. I know that's not the worst thing in the world my doctor could tell me, but hey, I still like my Q-tips. So, let's get on with today's episode. As of yet now, have not figured out what to call this episode. Oh, I will say, too, I'm really excited tonight. We're going to watch It Chapter 2 on Vudu. I watched It Chapter 1. I've seen that movie like 5-6 times now. I love it. I love the older one with, I can't think of his name now, Tim Curry. Love that one. I got that one, too. Watched that one way back in the day. But I can't wait to watch It Chapter 2. Like, it looks so good. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. Last night we got this Christmas tree out. Going to put it up. Got it put up. And then okay, sorry about that. So we had the Christmas tree up last night, and I've last year that I had a cat forever. My wife had wanted one, so we got her cat last year. And apparently cats love Christmas trees. This is a new thing to me.
And man, this cat last year, it knocked the Christmas tree down so many times. So I had to tie it up to like the door. So I ended up doing that this year as well. And now we've got two cats, and I guess the littlest one, she's 2 months old maybe. I first found her outside, and this was back when I was still getting some stuff for homeschooling, and it was like 105, 110 degrees, I think, at that day. And I was outside, I was scrubbing off. We found some school desks to buy, so we bought those. And they had the couple we bought them from, they said, "Well, we haven't had a chance to wash them." I was like, it's fine, don't worry about it, I'll fix it." So I was outside scrubbing, and there was gum and stuff stuck to the bottom of the desks and stuff. And so I was outside scrubbing them, and it was by our apartment complex, like by the little front area, and I could hear this little like meowing noise. And I'm like, "What is that?" And I couldn't figure out. I was like, "Is that a bird?" I kept listening, and I was like, "What is that noise?" And then I got closer and kind of pinpointed around. I got to this bush. I could hear it coming from the bush. I'm like, it's gotta be a cat. So I kind of dig through the bush a little bit. It's got these big long branches. And then I like, as I kept like calling for it, I was like, "Here, kitty, kitty," or whatever. Like all of a sudden, this little black little teeny tiny little kitten, excuse me, popped her head out. And so I got her and wrapped her up and took her inside. And she was about 2 weeks old, so we decided to keep her. And I knew too. I was like, "You know what? If I don't take this cat inside, like, she's gonna die out here today." So we decided to keep her, and we had to get a bottle, and it's some kind of like fake cat's milk or something. I think I got from Petco. Could have found a cheaper version on Walmart. But so we bottle fed her for a couple weeks and worked with her. And like I said, she's like 2 months old now, and just every which way, like bounced around all over. And thankfully, the older cat's better with her now. He's more tolerative of her, and actually, it's helped him kind of calm down a little bit. He was getting mad there for a while, but yeah. So anyway, that's who you hear with the cat and stuff, and what's going on with the tree. So we plugged everything up, excuse me, last night, and I somehow she climbed up in it and was laying on the branches. So then this morning, nothing to worry about, like nothing had happened to it. So she climbed up there again while I was out here, and all of a sudden I heard this growling noise, and I thought it was the older male cat trying to go after her, and either he was being mad with her. Well, then she gets to the bottom of the tree, and now she's just like crying. And so I'm like, "What is wrong?" So I reach down there, and I see that she has gotten, because it's a like pre-lit light structure thing we got from Walmart, and she'd gotten her foot tangled in the wiring. And it was super tight. Of course, by this point, anytime you get close to her foot, she's getting defensive, and she's going from kind of crying to it's hurting her when I touch it. So then she starts trying to bite me. So then he sees that she's having trouble and crying. So the other cat comes over to investigate. Well, he thinks that I'm hurting her, so then he gets mad, and then he starts swiping at me and biting me. I'm like, ugh. And in the meantime, I'm trying to hold my phone as a flashlight and try to look to figure out how I can try and unwrap it. I mean, and it was wrapped super tight around her leg. And I'm like, well, there ain't much else I can do. I can't try to unwrap it. So I just went and got the scissors, and I cut the cords and freed her. And by that point, everything was fine. Like, I was bleeding from, I've got some nice scratches and bites, but they're free and so everything's happy. But now we don't got a Christmas tree. I mean, I could use some electrical tape and maybe fix it. I don't know, but I guess at this point it's done. We're just going to throw it out. But I don't know about it getting another one now. One, we really don't have the money, because we're buying presents for the kids and for the family too, where we use the thing to like trade gifts and stuff. So I don't know yet. I haven't figured out what we're gonna do for a Christmas tree yet. I hate for the kids not to have a Christmas tree. Like, it sucks. They loved it yesterday. In fact, a little boy today, after I had to take it down, he said, what was it? He goes, I guess Christmas is over now. It's not Christmas anymore. I said, no, it is, buddy. Like, we just don't have the Christmas tree, and I had to fix it because the cat, so we'll have to figure something else out. He's like, well, no, Christmas is over. It's like, no. That just breaks your heart. It's like, no, Christmas is not over, honey. It's okay. Here's what's going on. So, yeah. So that's been my morning with the Christmas tree debacle that's kind of happened. Other news this week. I was looking at... I said, so I've handed out gospel tracts, and I've done that, a few times in the past, but I still feel like, there's something more that I could do, something more. Well, I'd heard an advertisement on the radio there a few days ago. I listened to the Christmas station, and it talked about how they need help at the homeless shelter, and I was like, let me look into this. So I was looking and for volunteer, and the times that they had from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. none of those I can do with my schedule. But they did need an assistant. It said assistant concierge to help hand out linens, speak with people, try to calm people, or arguments or things like that, but to also witness to them. And it was 7 to 9 p.m., maybe once a week or something. I was like, man, I could do that. That 7 to 9 night times are more better for me because I have a little more freedom and stuff. So I was like, this is much better. So I tried to call them, couldn't get a hold of nobody. And so they, message to do an online application for volunteers. So I sent one in last night. We'll see what happens. But I thought, this is a great way to, to be able to witness, to be able to, spread a little more of, God's word around, but to also to try to take care of people and maybe help them. At least try to do a little something positive for someone. And again, to make a difference in someone's life. I look and I think my experience with being an EMT, I think that really helped to make a difference. And so this way, can also just provides more help, again, for someone who is having a hard time in their life, or is maybe going through the worst time of their life in this regards. So I want to be a positive outlook, just to try to be that light in the darkness for people. And I can't quite explain it. I'll tell you that in my entire life, I have never quite fit in. I never have. I've always been the oddball one out. And I've never been able to explain it at all whatsoever. In school, I really had no friends. I had acquaintances, people I could talk to, but I don't really have any friends. I really don't even have friends now. And it's always been easy for me to be able to listen to people or try to, not so much help or comfort them. Yes, but to not be judgmental. I don't know. My wife says, she's like, you're easy to talk to. And I got that same thing too when I was an EMT and just throughout different jobs and stuff that I've had in life. And but yeah, I've never fit in. I've always marched the beat of my own drum, like always. And Kids came up running up to me with a diaper and wipes, talking about poops. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? But now they're just planning for whenever we go to the park later today, I think. I'm going to take them out a little bit. I'm going to get out of the apartment here. But yeah, that's when I'm like, well, I just changed them. So I'm like, you shouldn't have pooped quite yet. Yeah, welcome to this Parenting 101 here. Fun times. Hey, but it's easy, just as a side note, man, it's easy to change a diaper and to do all this stuff, obviously, in the middle of the day. You know, nothing crazy going on right now, nice and rested, just had lunch. It's a whole nother thing when they're first born. And when you've been going on maybe 4 hours of sleep after three days, and you're tired, you're exhausted, all your meals are cold because you got to microwave everything. The minute you turn the microwave on, it wakes the baby, and you're like, no. So you sleep when the baby can sleep. And yeah, like, at that point, you're delusional, and you're just so tired and so foggy. So changing a diaper, especially at night too, you learn little tricks. So instead of turning on bright lights to change a diaper in the middle of the night, you find a nice softer light, which greens, blues, purples, nice little hues like that. The calming, soothing, so it doesn't start awake the baby so much up. Yeah, like it's all fun, man. I've been there, done that so many times, and I could write a book for all this stuff. It's too fun. But so back to how, again, I felt different. I don't know. It's the only thing I have to explain. Like I've never been able to fit in. Like I've just always done my own thing, and I don't know. Like, I told my doctor at the VA when I was in West Virginia, like the last time I saw him, and when I was leaving my job in West Virginia, like I sent an email out to everybody, and I guess, actually, let me see if I got that email, because I wanted to convey to everyone how I knew maybe what they should expect from each other and how they should feel, because I wanted to take care of them and I wanted them to know, you know, just how much that they meant. Let's see here. So, you know, I'll see if I can't read this to you, if I can find it. One second here. Okay, so now, it took me forever, but I finally found what I was looking for. I found the email. So, this is what I sent to my team, and I had about 30, 35, I guess, employees as a supervisor under me. And this is what I sent to them, and if it helps anyone who listens to this now, by all means, I really hope it does. But I said... So now that I've got all the talk about work out of the way, let's talk about the fun stuff, or as I like to call it, Life Choices 101. For some of you, this is your first job, or your newest, so I'd like to pass on a few things I would like everyone to keep in mind in their future endeavors. First off, you matter, and you are good enough for whatever you believe you aren't in life. Do not let anyone tell you in life that you aren't good enough, or you can't do something. You make your own fate and you are a master of your own destiny. There are plenty of people in this world that you will meet that will tell you negative things constantly about yourself. I'm sorry, constantly about you. And for some of you, eventually, you will begin to believe those things about yourself. Forget all of that. In this life, you need confidence, not cruelty, to survive and conquer tomorrow. You need kindness, not anger, to help others. Never sell yourself short on all of your abilities, gifts, or anything else that makes you special as an individual. If someone tells you you can't do something or you aren't smart enough, do not listen to them. If you give in to temptation that you aren't good or smart enough,
then yes, you aren't, and you will fail because you never tried. If, however, you do try and fail, and fail, and fail, and fail, and fail, and fail, and succeed, then you win, because you only need to succeed once to get it right. Everyone's heard the saying about Thomas Edison and how many times he failed, but not many have heard how Michael Jordan was benched in high school, Oprah was fired and told she would never be on television, and the drummer of Def Leppard lost his arm at the peak of their career, but he kept on playing and never quit. My point is, don't give up on anything you want to do in life. Now here's the next part that you need to be ready to sacrifice something for something you want. Whether that's sleep, partying, doing a hobby, anything you have to sacrifice, something to work towards, something you want. That time you aren't taking to sacrifice, I guarantee someone else is out there sacrificing or working twice as hard to get what you want, and will get it because you aren't willing to work hard enough for it. If you want something, you have to be able to work hard. Do what others aren't or are willing to do to make your dreams or happiness happen. It's going to be difficult, and there is pain in working towards something you want, no matter what it is. You have to start planning for your future and not wait until someone else decides it for you. You need to decide in life what you're going to work towards and not be a statistic of unhappiness on a survey of life. You need to be working towards fulfilling your dreams and not work to fulfill someone else's dreams that you're working for. In closing, I really just want to say again how great everyone has been and how proud I am of everyone. Each of you have unlimited potential and abilities that you have to offer. I went by a mantra in life when it comes to making choices and what I may or may not regret. Life is short, sweet, and when it's over, you don't get a do-over or a repeat. Life's too short about worry about the things you should haves, could haves, or would haves. And now lastly, I'm not worrying anymore. So that's what I sent to my employees, and if I could have left some type of at least good thoughts or good measure with them, that's what I wanted to leave with them. And hopefully I left them better off than what they first came to me with and what I first came to them. And it's all still, it was a growing experience by any means. And obviously it definitely was. But, you know, when I was talking to my doctor there in West Virginia before I left, I told him, I said, you know, I've never fit in. I never have. I've always been an outsider. Or just done my own thing. And he said, you know, and I told him, I said, I would love to fit in. I'd love to be like everybody else, you know, and to be able to, I guess, go out and have friends, you know, kind of fit in with the crowd, you know, be normal and stuff like that. And he told me, he's like, honestly, he's like, I'm going to tell you, Brent. He's like, it's the ones who are different who usually change the world. And that stuck with me because I was like, okay, you know, like, what can I do with that? What have I done with that? And I don't know. I just feel like there's more I have to offer. I don't know how to explain it. I really don't. And I do try. And, you know, again, I do what I can to take care of my family. You know, homeschooling and cooking. And, like, right now I'm working at the mall as a seasonal employee. I only make $7. I think they give me $7.45 is what I'm making right now. So, you know, we have that, and that's right now, that helps to pay for extra bills and stuff that kind of come up. It's hard, but you do what you can to help out and things like that, and you know, definitely, again, working towards everything and fixing it. But, yeah, like, it's just, there's more that I can do. And that's what, I don't have any kind of grandiose plans. I just want to help a little. I just want to do something to make a difference. I mean, again, I know to some it sounds absurd, but
But to me, I want to help. So, because there's been lots of times when I needed help. I've had to ask for it. I mean, shoot, my lowest, this was like the second episode, I think whenever you listen back, when I talked about, I just couldn't go on no more. And I had to, I just put everything out there for God. Said, here I am, you know. I don't know what to do. And he did. And like I've said before, like, it's amazing. And I want to tell my story to like as many people as possible. And I've tried to, like, even whenever I've left, you know, gospel tracts and stuff, like, I've tried to be like, man, like, let me, you know, there's so much more, like, if you just give a chance. And like, if I could tell, like, what's been done for me, that could never have happened. I mean, I could never do it. Oh my God. There's no way. And so, you know, and again, like, you know, if it happened to fail, oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm a failure now. Like, still struggle with alcohol, still struggle with overweight, still struggle, you know, with these things. You know, I mean, so it's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm nowhere near perfect. I'm terrible. You know, at least that's how I view myself. But, you know, like, it's not perfect, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be. And what I've learned too, and this I think is what has been a bridge in some ways for me. Like whenever I kind of came back to God, and you know, I was able to get a Bible and start studying, and then I felt ashamed because it's like, well, who's going to want to listen to me? You know, look at all these the great apostles and the great people in the Bible and all this stuff. So I read more and more into it. Well, as I kept reading more and more into it, and I would bounce ideas, like, off my father-in-law, and I'd bounce ideas, like, off pastor and stuff for a while. And again, I'm fortunate because of life. Like, I don't go to church, you know, as much as what we like to. But sometimes, you know, either work or the kids are, you know, fussy, so... Or we're sick, you know, life happens. Like, we don't go. We haven't been able to go for a while. But my point is, I focused on, oh, these people were perfect. Like, you know, all the apostles, and you know, you have Peter and Paul and James and Mark, and, you know, everyone the perfect or was so perfect in life. And then I would, I went to, I think it was called Lifeway. We had a Bible store here around here. It's closed now. But, Lifeway. And so I'd go there and find books that I wanted. And the more and more I read into things and read the Bible, I was like, these people aren't perfect. I was like, these people are nowhere perfect. Like, okay, for me, and I don't know why this is now, but for the longest time, you know, everything in the Old Testament, this is this, and this, and this begat this, and this begat that, and it was very blah, 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 you know, and this and that. But as I read to it now, I could picture it, and I see it in my mind, like, okay, this is what happened. Oh, okay, well, I can understand. Like, to me, for whatever reason, it's clear, and I can see things. Like, just as an example, whenever I was reading about whenever Cain killed Abel. So we all know, or at least, you know, we looked in the Bible, Cain killed Abel, and then he had a mark, and he was sent away. And then, you know, we learn through more about into Adam, and they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden beforehand, and then they lived their life, and then these people began this, and then, you know, we get to Moses and Noah once we get into Exodus and all this stuff. But as I started reading into it, this is going to the New King James Version, and I even, like, have my father-in-law, like, even got me a book to show the translation between the original text, Hebrew versus what our now English text is too, so I can bounce ideas back and forth and I look, and I have. But it talks about, okay, I was always told God put the mark on Cain, and he was to know he was the murderer, and this is what was going to be happening, and he would always live with it the rest of his life. So what I found out was that actually, when you read the text, it actually says that Cain was worried that people were going to know what he did. And so he was afraid he's going to be killed. And so then he tells it to God. So what does God do? God put the mark, and this is my belief, and this is what I'm reading on this, God put the mark on Cain to let him know, and to let other people know, that he wouldn't be touched, that he would not, you know, revenge would be sought against him, that he wouldn't be killed based on what he's done. He protected him. He still protected him, even though he just killed his brother. Like, but that's just one example of, if you look into it, and like, nobody was perfect. I mean, we can look at everybody from Saul, David, people who did great things, and the people even said, okay, David, yes, you did this, you did this, you slept with this one, you had your friend killed, like, he slept with his wife, but you're still God chosen. So you take that, excuse me, and then if you read that, then you look at, I read more into the New Testament. Okay, let's look at the apostles of Jesus. And, like, Matthew was a tax collector. And in the initial beginning, you could read the text, like, every apostle was kind of weary about putting him, like, he just had one of the, I want to say he was a Pharisee? I may be wrong, and I'm probably wrong on that one. Excuse me. But then he gets to be an apostle, and you look at Saul, and Saul was obvious, Saul, obviously, he was not a friend to Christians by any means. Like, this dude was not having it. He gets his life changed, he gets being sent, became Paul, and Paul never even met Christ. Paul never met him, and then, you look what he did from that point. And so, what I began to realize, and, whenever Lifeway, this was, about 6 months, I guess, maybe seven, whenever Lifeway was getting ready to close, so I went in, and I looked at all the books, and I was like, they said, can we help you with anything? And I said, you know what? I don't think so. I think I've got what I needed. And at that point, I felt like I have the books I need for whatever it is I need to do. I don't know what I need to do, but I feel like at this point, I have what I need. I don't need anything else. And I know that's the only way I could describe it, is I don't know what I need to do, but I feel like I got it. So then, the more that I realized, and you also have to understand that these people didn't even have the entire Bible. Some of them may either have this portion of it, or this portion, or a big portion, or barely any portion. But it doesn't matter in regards to the witnessing part of it. You don't have to have done this in order to witness. You don't have to have done that in order to witness. You don't have to have a whole complete picture and be a scholar and be this. Does it help? Absolutely. People, million, thousand, billion times more smart than I am, absolutely, have had umpteen, degrees and education and stuff, and I'm a high school dropout. I'm a college dropout. I dropped out of college and went and listened to the Army. I don't have a college degree, but I realized that these people weren't perfect, and, look what else that they did. So that helped me to give me a little more confidence, be like, okay, well, maybe I can do something. And so that kind of leads back into, how else can I help? How else can I give a little bit more? So that's what led back into, having this opportunity to maybe go, help these people out at the homeless shelter and volunteer. And so that's what I'm kind of looking into. But yeah, I just, sorry to kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent, but I get excited about that. And it's fun for me to be able to talk about that. And so, I'm sorry this one ran a little bit long. I hope everybody, at least maybe can take something from it, something positive, that try to find what happiness that you can in life. Like, it's life short, and I promised you I learned that really quick and firsthand as an EMT, how short life is and how fragile it is. Don't end it yourself. It's like the pot calling the kettle black, because I've had my own feelings and thoughts about suicide. But don't
Don't rob yourself of any happiness that you might have. I know in a lot of times, and I've been there a lot, when it's hard to imagine that you can find happiness, that you can be happy, when things are so bad, and you feel so down, and you're so tired, and all you can see is just this darkness. It's not so much, I want to say darkness, but you're just so tired. You're tired, and it comes to the point that even breathing becomes almost an exhaustion at that point, because all you can do is lay in bed or sit in a chair. Sometimes just by, if you can start by doing one small thing, maybe either doing dishes, which I have to do actually right now, or doing laundry, folding clothes, going to the store to buy something, going to the bank for something, doing whatever it is you need to do, at least if you try to start small, it's something. But don't end your life, because you never know when ending your life takes away someone else's happiness away that you brought them. And even though you're not happy, they're going to be a lot more unhappy without you. And you may not even know it, or maybe you do. I don't know. I mean, it's different for everybody. And some people I know that, you know, you can say, well, if I brought them happiness, why didn't they tell me? Why didn't they let them know happiness? I don't know the answer for that one, truthfully. I still haven't figured it out. And I'm in that boat. Like, I understand it. I gotcha. I don't know it either. I wish I did. But things will get better in life. Don't focus on that end game. Continue to move forward. And sometimes, I know when it hurts and when it gets really hard deep down, one thing you can do is take one day at a time. So that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. You take it one day at a time. And next day, just focus on, all right, today's another day. I gotta get out of bed. And just keep trying. You focus and you work hard, and get deep down, it's hard, and it's going to suck a lot, it's going to hurt a lot. But you focus on it and you try to do what you can. But that's kind of all I got, guys. So again, thank you very much for listening. Again, if you can, please share this. Let someone else hear it. If this will help them, or if this will maybe help someone else understand maybe what you're going through or what it feels like. Definitely let someone else listen. Whatever you need to do, again, thank you. Please, again, email me, Brent, B-R-E-N-T, period, just my life at outlook.com. Any thoughts or questions or concerns, you know, whatever the case may be. But let me hear what you got to say, because I definitely want to hear about it. And again, you know, thanks for listening to me and hear me ramble on and go on. And now, I'm going to go hit some dishes. Laundry, too, because laundry sucks. Right, I'm going to go do some dishes, and I guess I got to give the cats a bath before I go. That's going to be fun. Yay, more scratches and bites. Oh, joy. But, yeah, y'all take care, and then we're gonna head out to the park and go have some fun the rest of the day. So, y'all take care again. Thank you for listening to me so much. Again, sorry for hearing all everything, and again, it's just me sitting here in the living room on the couch. Sorry for, you know, not professional. This is just, it's me, and I am who I am. So, y'all take care. Thank you so much, and y'all have a great week. Thank you. Bye-bye.